Hi everybody, this is Crypto Rich, working with you to get rich with crypto, filling our pockets with crypto profits. I have with me Amir Ness for our weekly video on Elevate Group and Electronium and the Bitcoin price and some other stuff. And before I do so, I'm going to surprise Amir because he's going to do the disclaimer.
This is not investment advice.
Are you sure?
We are not investment advisors. Anything we say is just our own opinion, and trading and investing in mining does hold risk. You may lose all your money, so please don't invest more than you can lose, and seek your own investment advice.
Very good, Amir. I did put you on the spot. We didn't prepare that. You didn't know that was coming.
That's okay. By the way, I did notice the pause when you got started. It was the pause where you actually forgot my name for a second. not everybody might have noticed that, but you had a little second of stage fright. My name.
Okay, well, look, given that I've forgotten your name, do you want to introduce you? Do you want to introduce yourself and say who you, I've forgotten what you do as well.
So my name is Amir. I'm the founder of Elevate Group, along with my partner, Gabby. And we have a Bitcoin mining farm in Siberia, in Irkutsk. We're coming up on our first year, which has gone, pretty well, considering we've gone through a really tough bear market. I guess the main thing that we do that I think provides a real solution for investors is, rather than use cloud mining contracts, we allow an investor to purchase their miner through us, and then we place it in our farm and manage it, free hosting and free maintenance, which is really important. And we just take a 20% management fee, and we pass on our low power cost. So that's what we do.
Absolutely. And how the 20% management fee works, right? If you have so many miners that you're getting one Bitcoin a month, then you will get, after electricity costs, 80% of that. If you're making 100 Bitcoin a month, because you have so many miners, you have your own mining farm set with us, then you, after the electricity cost, you'll get 80% of that. So the more money you make, the more money Elevate Group makes. And I just want to point out that this is a sponsored video. I am an ambassador for Elevate Group. Amir is my friend. It's a lie that I forgot his name. And what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be looking at the Bitcoin price. We've also got, because normally we only do Bitcoin mining with ASIC S9s. These are not ASIC S9s. These are ASIC X3s. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to look at the Electronium price chart. And I looked at that in a video last week. And we're going to look at another altcoin that we have covered before and see how that's doing. Please subscribe, hit notification.
I was going to just mention something, because you said regarding our management fee, that as our investors make more money, we make more money, which is true. But it's important to point something out. If you go to a typical data center, the hosting fee is usually like $50, $60, or $100, something like that, and you couldn't mine in this environment, because it would be, after paying, $50-$60 for power, another $50-$60 for hosting is going to take all your profits away. To give you an example, we set it up as a percentage, because when you're in a bear market, we make far less money, right? And when you're in a bull market, we make pretty much what we should be making, which we haven't even made. So, the management fee that we charge has come out to like $2, $3, $4, $5, which is 1/10 of the price of what people charge for hosting. So it's really important to recognize that we set that up not to enrich ourselves, just like, oh, we're going to make a lot of money. We've gone through this whole bear market hardly making anything.
Yeah.
For the sole purpose of being able to provide people with a place to mine, so that when the market turns to a bull and people really start mining, they know that they have like a trusted home, basically, for their miners.
Yes, no, thank you, Amir, thank you, because it is like setting, you know, the way I see it, I am setting, because I have miners with Elevate Group, I am setting myself up for the bull market when it comes, because we're going to look at that, what's happening with Bitcoin, because I'm accumulating while the price is low, and while the cost of the miners is low, and the cost of the coins is low. And Elevate Group have been making a teeny weeny bit of profit because the costs are so low. In Siberia, it's bloody cold. I know, I was there in November. You made me go. I'm going to make you go somewhere hot to get my own back. Right. But anyway, what I was saying, subscribe, hit the notification bell, all that business. We have some very, very exciting news coming up in the next few weeks or so. We're going to talk about what's happening with Elevate Group. But shall we start by looking at the Bitcoin price chart?
Yeah.
I'm going to share my screen with you. And then you can see this is CoinTrader. By the way, if you're interested in whoever you are, if you're interested, let me make myself smaller. If you're interested in, if you're interested in regular crypto analysis, there's a couple of things I want to recommend. One is the Moon channel on YouTube, which I watch every day. I think his analysis is great, and I've learned a lot of that. The other is I am going to be doing videos on, as I go through the Spectre training course. You know, Kay Kamani, he launched a FX cryptocurrency trading course. So I'm going to be doing videos on that as I learn through that course. And also there's Crypto Everything, his Telegram group, which is free of charge, posts regular Bitcoin altcoin analysis, which I found really spot on. Okay, Amir. Now, why am I just seeing... Let me just change the settings if I can. Because I don't want to just see me. I want to see you. Always despair. Da, 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 da. Spotlight my video when
probably
speaking.
Probably because you're share screening.
No, okay. Now it's you. Now it's you. We'll see how that goes, okay? All right. Let's go.
Look, there's really the only thing to say here is that, sorry, by the way, I'm on my phone, so I don't know if those messages popped up. I hope you didn't see anything.
No, we didn't see anything. We heard the buzz, and just say Amir's been having problems with his computer, which is why he's doing this on his mobile phone, right?
The one that's certainly here. Anyway, okay, look, price action has been very bullish. Okay, you can look at this in a bunch of different ways, but you have a bull flag. So the pull is the big blue candle. All right, that's your pull.
Yeah.
And you're not even retesting the close of that candle.
Like it's not going back down here, back down to this line.
It's above all the moving averages. You have sustained higher volumes. Okay.
Okay.
This is like as horrible as the bear market was. The fact that we're building such a kind of solid base at these levels is just, I mean, this is all smart money buying right now.
Right.
And they're not going to push price up, you know, quickly. You know, they might let go and kind of let things calm down and then scoop up some more. But this is all big money buying right now, in my opinion. This is all very, very constructive, bullish pricing.
Okay, and this mirrors what happened in the previous period in the year run up to the halving. If I can, let me change to the weekly chart. This is a CoinTrader free charts, and it's using the information from CoinMarketCap. So this is the weekly chart, and here we can see it's about to cross the 50-week moving average, which is also bullish. But I remember before the last halving, there was this after the Mt. Gox crash, which you can't even see here. It's just that you can't see the Mt. Gox peak, but it kept going up little by little by little by little. And that's what you're saying is happening now with the smart money buying in, because they're using little by little by little by little. Okay. And then back to the daily chart. The other thing I can see is an ascending triangle, which is a flat horizontal line across here, which I haven't drawn, and this, and it's going into a tighter and tighter range. So it's likely to go up. And the moving averages have crossed over. So that's the 50, that's the 20, that's the 9. And then I didn't notice this till you pointed it out, Amir, that volume isn't going down. It's picked up a little here.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm just comparing it to the prior, you know, look at how much lower the other volume candles are, and then lower and then lower. So now, once you get volume spikes, the volume is sustaining higher. It's not just dropping.
Right.
Back to where it was.
Which is, like you said in a previous video, conviction. People are moving in. People are moving in. They're not waiting, right? And that's something, because, you know, there have been some commentators saying, oh, it's going to go down to 2,000, 3,000, right? Or lower or whatever, right? I don't think so. Because I think there's too many, you know, like you said, the volume has picked up. People aren't waiting. And then when Bitcoin's $100,000, what do I care whether I bought it at 4,000 or 5,000?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to look at, before we look at Electronium and the and Binance, which is the other altcoin, do you want to say what's happening with Elevate Group?
Yeah, you want to show the Electronium miners running?
Shall I show them now, or should we tease people a little bit?
Whatever you want.
Let's show them now. Let's show them now, okay? Let me move you out of the way. Make you. This is a video sent to me by the engineers at Elevate Group. And these are ASIC X3s. There are five of them, right? And you're doing a beta test. Do you want to... Like, whose are those, and how is the beta test going? How's it working?
Yeah, so it's a handful of investors who really wanted to get involved in Electronium. So we let them run the beta, and those are their miners. We've been running them for a few days already. This week, we're going to post the results of, you know, what they mined, so that everybody can kind of take a look at what the ROI is.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna do a video on that, right? So people should subscribe and so they know.
No problem.
Oops, sorry.
We're gonna make the final decision on moving forward or not with Electronium, but I think we will. And so essentially, we're still focused on Bitcoin. That's our main coin. But I do think Electronium could be an attractive coin in the long term. And so we're going to provide that. I will say that our minimum investment amount, both for Electronium and for Bitcoin, is going to move up. You know, the new miners are coming out. They're more expensive, and they're more profitable. So we're going to definitely be increasing the minimum investment about somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000, possibly a little bit more.
And do you know when you're going to be doing that roughly?
We're going to wait till all the alpha miners are in. So it'll be another month or so.
Okay. So then if somebody wants to get in at the lower prices, or not the lower, let's say lower prices, but like the lower threshold, then they should do their own due diligence, check it out. And I will say this isn't necessarily for everybody, right? You know, this, like anything else, is risky. Somebody posted a comment in one of my videos that I was using Elevate Group, or using Electronium to get more customers for Elevate Group. Anything you want to say about that, Amir?
Wow, he's a genius.
Wait a minute. So
what he should have accused you of is doing marketing for Elevate Group. Now that would have been really, you know, you would have really been able to figure out what you're really up to.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a business decision, right? Plus, Amir and myself, we both hold Electronium, right? And we both have a high regard for the team and where we think it's going to go. And yes, we're offering a service, and this is a business. We are not a philanthropic organization. This is not a charity.
Let's take it one step further. You know, Electronium has a massive community.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, having a massive community is one of the key components to having a good coin. It's not the only thing, but if you have a massive community, it is important for a currency. They also have a phone that they came out with. They've done great marketing. They've got a viable product, and they've got good management. So you've got all of those qualities along with a massive community. All right. So we like the coin. That's why we want to mine it. And yeah, to boot, we get to expose ourselves to a very large community. That's called smart marketing. And, you know, we've always done organic marketing. If we end up spending a lot of money on marketing, we're going to have to charge more. And that means investors have to pay more. So yeah. We don't do that. We figure out better ways of getting people to know about us.
Yes.
So that's what we did.
Go to where the customers are or might be.
Yeah.
It's smart. Yeah. Okay. And then what about the criticisms about ASIC miners on Electronium, and that we shouldn't be doing that because it's going to concentrate some Electronium, you know, in these hands or whatever, people that can afford it? How's it going to help the unbanked? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I don't see how it's going to help or not help the unbanked. I guess maybe because the unbanked are going to be mining from their mobile phone, and that's not going to be as strong or as profitable,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't have an answer for that.
What?
I don't know. Electronium is not the way they're going to bank the unbanked. They're going to bank the unbanked by providing them with a phone and providing them with Electronium coins, which they could easily just give away. They're just using mining, you know, app mining as a way of getting them the coin.
And Amir, sorry, it's not real mining, just to say that. It's an airdrop of up to $3. I did say in a previous video up to $30, but it's up to $3 a month.
Right, so that's okay. So that's what I meant. So it's not real mining. What we're doing is real mining. And look, I don't know. I don't really get into the kind of conversation of ASIC concentration and this and that. It's kind of very technical.
Well, let me say something about that, Amir, because currently a lot of the ASIC mining is concentrated in very, very few hands. And what we're hoping to do is, by offering this, is to spread it around so that even, you know, people with a few thousand dollars can, after doing their own due diligence, go mine Electronium if they wish to do that. Otherwise, there's no service available, right? There's no service available for that. And the other thing about it is, if there isn't any ASIC mining of Electronium, there's no blockchain. There's no blockchain. Yeah. There's no transactions being verified. It has to, real mining has to take place. It has to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, let's have a look at that. We'll come back to Electronium in a bit. And let's have a look at this altcoin, Binance. So let me make you a little bit smaller. So I'm still sharing my screen, right? So you can see here, this is the daily chart on CoinTrader, CoinMarketCap. And Binance, it has actually gone above its all-time highs in the bear market.
It's also a beautiful chart. I mean, it's like amazing.
Look at the volume.
Staying above it's staying above its moving averages. I mean, it's like from one bull flag to another bull flag, increasing volume. It's very good.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm glad I bought some Binance, a little bit more Binance a few weeks ago, on a tip from Crypto Everything, a free tip, by the way. But look at how the volume has just gone up here. Just gone up. And even here, we're at all-time highs almost for the volume. Now, the RSI looking is not near the top because the top is up there, so that's still in the middle range. The stochastic RSI, can you explain what that is, Amir? I don't quite understand the stochastic RSI, even though I've put it up here.
To be honest with you, I can't explain it. It's a relative strength indicator.
Yep.
And a stochastic is...
It shows momentum, right? Is that right? Fine.
Really, I never use stochastics when I trade, so I can't no problem. Actually tell you exactly. I don't know.
And well, we could ask.
Just out of my butt.
Okay, no problem. Somebody in the comments, please put in the comments stochastic RSI. I'm going to find out when I do the trading course with Spectre, and I'll do videos about that. So there you go, another plug for you to subscribe, hit the notification bell, and also there are so many indicators. There are so many indicators. Like, I don't understand Bollinger Bands. I do understand Fibonacci, but I'm not enough to use it in any way, which is why I'm going to be doing the course. And then you said what you use is very, very simple. Keep it simple, which is the fifth. You use the 20 and the 9. I've put the 50 because I like the 50. But it's above all of that on the daily. Let's have a quick look on the weekly. And it's been bullish for ages. Look at that. Look at that. That is really quite incredible. But it may be due for a correction. You know, some profit taking. I don't know much about the fundamentals of Binance Coin. I know they're launching their DEX and they're going to be doing more IEOs, and you can use Binance token to invest in the ICOs. And they're going to be launching their own chain, their own blockchain. So they're going to be off the Ethereum blockchain. But anyway, put a comment in the description below if you know why Binance Coin is pumping, because other people will read that comment and they will learn, as will I. Okay, I am getting hungry. Let us move on. Let us move on. Let's look at Electronium price chart. So I did do a video about this last week, about the Electronium price chart. And this is the chart that I drew at the time. Resistance is around this zone, which is the all-time lows of Electronium last summer. It's below, this is the 50, 100, 150 and 200 moving averages. So this chart, by the way, is free. This, and it lets you create all kinds of different templates. So it is bearish on the daily. And if we look on the weekly, oh, what happened there? Lost my thing, back to my Brave browser. So that's not expanding. I've got a new MacBook and I'm not worked out the, but it's bearish. It's bearish. I'm not going to bother with that anymore. Let's look at the 4-hourly. And the longer time frames are more accurate in terms of what's happening. Now, this is interesting. It pumped up and then came back down again.
Yeah. There's really nothing to say until we get, like, the steady, solid move up. And steady, you know, not like a big candle one day and then the next day you retrace the whole thing. It's got to be steady, just like it has been on Bitcoin.
Right.
And, you know, we're just going to have to wait for that to come.
Yeah. Now, on my Electronium videos, I get lots of comments. People either love Electronium or they don't love it. I get lots of comments saying it's no good. It's going to go to nothing. It's all a sham or a scam, right? And I'm like, well, don't invest in it. Don't invest in it. Don't follow it, right? You really, really don't have to. You don't have to watch my videos about it. You don't have to comment about it. Go do something that is worth your while.
Yeah.
But Richard does have a successful track record. That doesn't guarantee anything with Electronium. They, like you said earlier, they are building something and it takes time. Amazon took 9 years before they made a profit.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the blue chart. This is, sorry, the resistance line of the previous all-time lows. So it's still above that, but right now looking bullish. Sorry, bearish. All right, Amir, anything else? Anything else for us to cover?
No, I'm hungry too, Rich. Let's go get lunch.
All right, well, listen, it's been really, really great talking to you. What else? That's it. Do you want to finish off or should I do it?
No, you do it.
All right, so everybody, thank you so much. Comments, in the description below. If you're interested in finding out about Bitcoin mining or the possibility of Electronium mining, it isn't guaranteed yet, please join the Elevate Group Telegram. I will have links also to Crypto Everything Telegram group for Bitcoin and altcoin technical analysis. It's all free, so go check that out. And between now and when I see you next, please keep filling your pockets with crypto profits. This is Crypto Rich and Crypto Amir signing out. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.